Well, Blackburn is a different kind of a college, right? We're a liberal arts college, but being a work college, we've always had a mission around access and affordability. And we really think that's important, not just for what we do, but for the future of our state and our society. And so we were talking about how do we get to more students that should be in college, that are bright enough to be in school, but maybe just couldn't afford it if it wasn't for Blackburn. And so these new programs we're announcing sort of were born of that discussion. How do we get the word out and make sure that students know they have this opportunity?
And you offer probably quite a few scholarships anyway. This just builds on top of that?
It does. We have always had scholarships that, you know, are linked to GPA and ACT, but actually most of our aid goes to need-based aid. And the thing we did 4 years ago that was a great success for us was a program we called the Affordable Access Award, which said for a student who couldn't afford anything for college when they do the free application for federal financial aid, that they could come to Blackburn tuition free. And this really expands on that idea. The success we found in that program led us to these other ideas.
So how will it be paid for in covering that cost?
Well, these students will generally be eligible for Pell and MAP funds from the federal and state government. Now, as their income comes up, the value of Pell and MAP grants drop off pretty quickly. And so we're deploying some other institutional resources and raising some additional funds. One of the reasons we can do this now is we just closed a five-year campaign that raised $26 million. And that's, for Blackburn, that's a lot of money, and we're very proud of that. And that gave us some flexibility. It increased our endowment, increased the amount of scholarship funds we had, and so we could help more students.
So if I understand this right, they basically apply for the financial aid, and that whatever they get on that would cover them for their tuition at Blackburn.
Right. So when you do the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Financial Aid, then it totals down to an estimated family contribution, the EFC. And the Blackburn Promise Program says that that's all you're going to owe out of pocket for tuition. No debt, no loans for tuition. The room and board is extra, but we'll make sure that's within loan limits. And so really it's saying that you can afford college. If that EFC is zero, well, then you don't owe anything. You don't owe anything out of pocket. If that's $2,000, well, that's all you owe is $2,000. And we think it makes it nice and simple and understandable, especially for a first-generation college student who might not understand how all this works.
Of course, there's a lot of talk nationally about free tuition or reduced tuition costs for students. Did that play into this decision as well?
No. The public conversations about free community college or free public college actually, I think, are relatively bad ideas for public policy. This is more about making sure that Blackburn serves students that deserve to go to school but otherwise couldn't afford it. If only people with money are allowed to go to college, then what's the future of our society and our democracy? It's not very good.
And you mentioned you think that's a bad policy, that free tuition at public colleges. Can you expand on that, why you don't think that's a good idea?
Well, yeah, and I'm a graduate of a public college. I believe in them strongly in their mission. But the reality is an idea like that applies, it's a one-size-fits-all solution to a more nuanced problem. It says that all students should be at public, large universities. And, well, those are great schools, and I went to one, and that's fine. But for a lot of students, they'll do better at a small liberal arts college or at a technical school or some other types of opportunities. And the great strength of American higher education is our diversity, that we have different institutional types for different types of students. And to say one-size-fits-all isn't good public policy.
It's been a few days since you made the announcement on this. What's been the reaction since then?
The reaction's been great, actually. The general reaction is, wow, really? That we're just going to make sure that students can afford us no matter what their income level is, and then especially our program here for Macoupin County students, that everyone that has an income of $60,000 or below in their family income can come to Blackburn free, period, no debt, no nothing, is a commitment to our local communities here that I think has really excited the folks around here.
Now, you have Macoupin County being primarily a rather rural county, and we've seen the drop in population through the years of that. Do you think this type of program can help keep kids not only going to school in their home county, but maybe even staying there once they've graduated?
Yeah, that is exactly the design. This is a program that will allow students to go to college locally. It will attract more students that they'll realize they can afford it that they might not have thought they could. And if they stay local for college, then they're more likely to stay local for employment and as entrepreneurs and give these communities a little brighter of a future. This doesn't change the world overnight, but imagine over 20 years of educating young people in the small towns around us and what that does for the future of these communities. And we think that's a very exciting thing.